Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbury. Time to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who worked most of his life as papal Latinist and who's now teaching in the United States. Teaching Latin, of course. Why don't you stay tuned as I tackle with him a conversation surrounding the Romans and the Julian calendar. Why don't we begin today by putting the expression that goes veni, vidi, vici into its Latin context, right?
Mm.
Somehow I think it's linked to the Julian calendar.
No, not the Julian calendar. It's a link to Julius Caesar, period. It has nothing to do with the calendar.
But why? Maybe because July is...
No, okay. That's a whole... Before you get things mixed up. Okay, fine. The expression came... Because after the Civil War, when he finished off Pompey, Pompeius Manius, he went down and all, and he went down to Egypt, Cleopatra, and he came swinging up to, like, say, Turkey today. And one of the towns he took in, like, 10 minutes, called Zela, in the middle of modern-day Turkey, Zela, Z-E-L-A. And he more or less, in a certain way, he announced his victory over this town by, like, a telegram affair, saying, I came, I saw, I conquered. That's veni, vidi, vici, or veni, vidi, vici. Got the idea? So the words are of Julius Caesar. Now, talking about the calendar bit is something else. But the fact is that, oh, no one knows this whole story at all. But the fact is, even in Caesar's time, no, Caesar was killed now in 44. But Cicero had, the months were being changed because it should have been, Quintilis, it's the fifth month. And so they said, instead of calling it the fifth month just by numbers, we're going to call it Julius, you see.
July.
Julius, Mensa Julius, you see. Then, instead of the sixth month, Sextilis, we'll call this after the Emperor Augustus, and that's Augustus. And then they went back to the numbers. September is the seventh month. Now, what a lot of people don't know, and maybe your listeners are thinking of this, September is the ninth month, but septem in Latin means seven. Ever think of that? Why? For the simple reason that until, about 190, when did they change the calendar? For the Romans, the year began in March. Now, if you start into March, well, then the months we're in right now as we're talking... is the seventh month. Got it? And December is the tenth month.
And October is the eighth
month, for certain. Then, of course, this went on for centuries. And January is the 11th month, and February is the 12th month. And this went on until the Romans, and even today in most governments, they start their fiscal year, you know, taxes and stuff, with the 1st of March. Because that's how the Romans' calendar began, the 1st of March. Anyway, that's how you get this whole story, that we're in the ninth month, but we call it the seventh month, because we're still following this old Roman thing. The Romans themselves changed it. But after about 500 years of Roman history, they changed it.
So it was to do with the Roman numerals rather than...
It's all Roman numerals.
Rather than,
and the idea that they started their year with March... That gets December, Christmas time, the 10th month. A lot of people don't know this other one story. Janus, of course, is the god of the two doors. They realized that the year was coming around and starting up again. After the 21st of December, we start, you know, kind. So Janus was looking behind the old year and the new year. Janus is Januarius, January. Janus had two heads looking ahead, went back, you know, backwards and... And the Catholics should remember the old Catholics. Now, the young ones don't know anything either, anyway. But, don't tell me. But the fact is, February, in Latin, in your Latin dictionary, februo means to purify.
And in the old liturgy, February the 2nd was the day we celebrated the Feast of the Purification, no?
Which is not anymore. But for the Romans, February was the month of purification, like a penance and purification to start to get ready for the new year.
Was in that March. Candlemas?
Well, now it's Candlemas, all that stuff. But in the old days, until 1970 or something, it was called the Feast of the Purification of Mary. And for the Romans, the month of February was the month of purification. It had nothing to do with Mary. Well, you know, we're still living with all this stuff. No one knows anything. And they even asked, why March? Because this is from the god Mars. Because the father of Romulus and Remus, the twins, you know, the father is Mars. And that's why they started their whole year with March in honor of the father of Romulus and Remus. We're still living with all this stuff, you know.
And this time, our thanks go to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently teaching in the United States, but who spent most of his life, as I mentioned a moment ago, as papal Latinist, serving under many popes. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.